shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts programs. We're being heard tonight over radio station WWCR 4.840 megahertz as transmitter 3 and our new transmitter number 1, which is 3.215 megahertz. We're also being heard over radio station WBCQ 7.490 megahertz. And you can go on the internet and listen over the internet to the links from either of those stations, or go to our website, kingidentity.com, go to the radio page, and there's a link directly to the program. I should announce that our toll-free phone number is 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. And you're invited to call that number and participate in tonight's program with your questions and comments. Like in the United States, Germany, England, and all of Europe's being invaded by unassimilatable alien races, and in all countries, it is being pushed by the same Antichrist forces. To discuss this problem, my guest is calling all the way from his home in Germany, where it is about 4 in the morning. He's a well-educated man who understands what's taking place in our world, including our identity as true Israel, and is a graduate of our AIT Bible Correspondence course. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Matthew Steffelaar.
Yes, good morning. It's a pleasure again, Mike, to be here on your radio station system. And, to say what's going to happen and to see what is going on in the world. That's a pleasant thing. And the problem basically is that the whole world is going upside down. And we have to find out what is going on and what is our chance to survive and what can we do about it and how can you keep your health in good order and conditions. And the worst is that most people don't know about what is happening. They just live in the way as it was always, except that there are problems coming in, like immigrants, crazy orders, taxes, and whatever. And they absorb it all, just by time and just going on. And this is very dangerous. And when you are talking about it, that there is a world war threatening us all around, then they look around in another way that they don't want to hear one word of that. Yeah, that makes a great difficulty, and it's very dangerous, and sometimes you're even losing friends or acquaintances, and that's their business, not mine, but you have to warn them, and this is not a very pleasant business, but we know that it's to be done so. From the old days, we all know that, for instance, Jeremiah, when he was standing there and he was saying whatever he had to do, it was his job to tell exactly what was going on. And he did it, and the people hated him in the end, and they placed him even in prison. Well, the end result was that everybody went off to Babylon, except Jeremiah and his scribe and the two daughters of the king. They went off the way where they wanted. They were free, and they went up to Egypt, and from Egypt to Spain, and from Spain to Ireland. And that's another way. They made it. And he was the one who was, warning the people. Yeah, that's the whole problem. When you are warning and you have the duty to warn, than people to refuse to listen. Yeah, that's their business, but they who give the warnings, they will make it in the end. For they did a duty. Yeah, that is strange, but it is in today's times to be seen. And concerning here about the European theater, well, it's brewing everywhere. And to say, oh, yeah, you can see that every day, that it is life dangerous, you go on the street, it is too dangerous, you must have your magnum in your pockets, etc. That's not the case. There are some places where you better don't go. We have no go zones. And I'm also very careful to make sure that I'm not going to make mistakes, it's in the wrong direction, or if there are some people coming in from wherever, just stay away from dangerous spots. If you hear something of that, go away and stay off, for it's mostly too dangerous to be there. And you're going downtown. We know that from the big towns here, and I've seen it lately in Salzburg in just Austria, where I'm just living in between Munich as the capital from Bavaria, and Austria just over the border with Austria, the Salzburg. And in that place, in that area, you have a magnificent way of living. It is a perfect situation here. A lot of friendly people. I'll go around here to take pictures everywhere, for there are a lot of activities always. And all these activities are interesting to be seen, from historical things. And you have boat trips here. And you can go the historical things from the night festivals, which you have here very often throughout the year. So there's always something to be done. And I'll pick up photographs there and show up over the internet via Eurofox Radio. What is to be seen here? And then they are saying, well, that is a peculiar country. It looks like a kind of paradise what you're having there. You can do all, there is always something to happen and something positive. And of course, if you want to have negative, you can get it. Then you have to search in the wrong way. The best is always to take care of yourself, to make sure you're capable of staying out of problems. And that is what we have here. You can still sit here in the garden and have your coffee, tea, and drink and dinner, whatever. That's no problem. That's still the way to go and not to worry. The sun is shining. We have an extremely strange springtime. This springtime was so beautiful. And in 29 years that I'm living here, I had never had before such a fantastic springtime, with sun shining from early April on. And that was beyond imagination. And then I asked the people, the locals here, they said, yeah, this is so strange. We have never had that before as well. So I said, okay, that's more than 29 years. Yeah, as far as they can remember, that was the first time. And I like to say then mostly, well, that's the beautiness, or in other ways, the silence before the storm. So what are we going to get in the next month? There is something which was, I got it here as a report from England, that even Queen Elizabeth has been telling to her people, for the general way, that the 2018 is the year which will go into history as the year of the outbreak of the Third World War. Well, if she is allowed, or what means allowed, but if she is capable of saying such, that's no small thing. For she knows a lot more of what is happening round about in the world. And that's a peculiar thing, that a person like that at that level is capable of daring to say such, that the other groups are not suppressing that. Okay, no, it was so. But it was a good warning, and since that time I'm saying, okay, then I can be myself also a bit more open for what I have been studying. There is a lot to be studied, and you can find a lot. There are things which you're saying, yeah, then I have to say, people, things which are very unpleasant, and might be even dangerous for someone, so never mind. But, yeah, there is no escape way. We have to live with it. As long as the situation is as it is right now, I'm not complaining. It's now beautiful. We had a night. At 48 degrees above on the globe. That's about your Canadian borderline. Yeah, that's 48 up about. And then the sun is coming up very early in the morning, so I could see that the daylight is starting right now. So early as 4 o'clock in the morning. I have 10 past 4 meanwhile. that's beautiful weather, warm weather, and sometimes even too hot for us. Not the temperatures you have in the Chicago area, which I just saw yesterday. For us yesterday, it is today, you're the 1st of July, I'm living now on the 2nd of July, on Monday morning, 6 hours time difference. There the temperature is going over the 100 Fahrenheit. Yeah, that is very hot. When it sits about here, some 80 Fahrenheit, that's hot enough for us. We don't need more. But so far, so good. That is the strange thing, that the world is upside down. And a lot of people do understand what is going to happen or what is happening. And when you're saying, yeah, okay, if you're walking on the street, you're surrounded then immediately by all kind of foreigners who are begging whatever to you. No. No, not at all. We have here a home down in the village, and that village, it's containing, so far as I know, we don't have the exact figures, but there were some 19 of these refugees in our village house, in one of these specific buildings, from an organization, so and so. I have to be always careful what I'm saying, because I know at the beginning of the call, they told me that it is recorded. And I don't know what that recording is doing, or what it is, to whom it's going.
That's for us when we post it on the internet later.
Okay.
All of our programs are recorded, and then we post them on the internet.
Okay. That means it's all on your side, not on this side. That's the safest. Yeah, sometimes you don't know. And when they are saying that especially, I said, be careful. Never mind.
You do have speech and press laws in Germany and the rest of Europe that suppress what you're allowed to say.
In how far that this, I suppose, there are a lot of people who are willing to say a lot of things, and they have a name which is meanwhile known. And then they are controlling you. That is pretty clear. But if you're a person out of the many million here, then it's not so important for them. As long as you can stay at the grassroots, they will not be difficult or whatsoever to you. And that's why I can always keep my level at that. If they're asking for me, what is your website, I simply say, I don't have a website. As an astronomer, I don't need that. There are specific things. If you have something to do with the use of a website, I don't have that. There's no need. That might be done by everybody else. And if you have a website, then you are going out of the grassroots. And then they are looking at you for what are you doing, who are you. And if you are saying then something negative, that could be given problems. So what? I take the safe side. That's always best I can do. And so far...
Well, I was surprised. Recently, England has a little bit more freedom, I guess, than Germany in what they can say, but less than the freedom of speech in the U.S. But Tommy Robinson over there got jailed for his freedom of speech. And I guess, like in the rest of Europe, the liberal media covered up a lot of it, and the police cover up a lot of what's going on.
Yeah, and about the Tommy Robinson, I just got an England from England in the message yesterday, and I was amazed about that. That man has a totally different name. And it is a pseudonym, the Toby Robinson. And there are two more names he is using, did use by time. And now it seems that he is even concocting with some Jewish organization in Manchester. I said, what happens there? There is all deceit which you have. There is something going very strange there. But that man... I'm careful with that man now. Since I read that article, I said, this is strange. How can be such? Yeah, no, well, deception is all around the clock in today's times. So you have to be so very careful. And fortunately, there are some people, certainly in England, who are searching out this. And they're saying, yeah, what is this man? What is he doing? What kind of history is this? What is all about that? And then you get it over the internet and you said, aha, there you are. Something I didn't realize, and a lot of people are thinking the best out of it, and then it turns out a bit very strange and complicated. So now you better take your fingers back again. Don't worry about that. Keep at your own level for safety. Yeah, it's strange, but that happens.
And well, we have infiltrators in this country, that's for sure. They represent themselves as conservative when they're really children of Satan. Speaking of that, politicians in general are like that. You're having elections today, aren't you?
Election today?
Elections in Germany today?
Oh, elections. Well, probably. Yeah, it's a big country for European measures. There are always some activities in that way, and I don't know them all. You hear something like it here or there. But here in Bavaria, in the south of Bavaria, there is hardly anything going on. And if, then it's in the big towns. Yeah, any big town here is an hour's car drive from here. So we don't realize what is going around us. And the other thing is that I got that was the call yesterday from Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, his show. And there on the show were, Hans Schaefer and his sister Monica Schaefer. Then she was trapped in the courtroom where she was listening in. And she was trapped and placed in jail for her singings and her song about the Holocaust. Yeah, more than incredible, such a thing. And even our brother was in confinement, but in kind of show, courtroom, etc. in Dresden. And he was also for somebody else in Dresden, and he was also for the old lady, who is now in jail there again. And he was talking about that and how the whole situation was about that. That was interesting. And, oh yeah, Mr. Chabot was also there in the round. And then they are saying, yeah, where happenings are happening throughout Germany, but at this, in specific places only. There we can expect it. Now you can expect problems in Munich because Monica is in jail there, and in Dresden, there it is standard, and in the other northern town where Miss Haverbeck, Miss Haverbeck is placed in there,
For freedom of speech, right?
It's all, yeah, freedom of speech, absolutely. And it's now so far that in the courts, that was told by Hans Schaefer, that the courts are now getting more and more the idea of, yeah, this is all going too far. That means the Jewish community, they are sliding off. Slowly, they are sliding off. They're losing their grip on the whole situation because people are waking up. And even the judges are getting enough of this and the hyperbolization of the whole stuff. And we know that it is so. But it's difficult to get people to believe the reality instead of all the nonsense. And I have always one thing about that, and that's a calculation that small children can do even in school. Where we know here in between Vienna in Austria and Linz, there was the famous concentration camp Mauthausen. And the official documents from the Red Cross, etc., in Switzerland, they are telling you and giving you information there were 30,000 persons eliminated. And they came from Spain. They were gypsies and were Jewish and other people, a lot of them. And that's it, was there. And that is a Model camp, one of the main encampments. So, okay, that could be. And but 30,000, well, rounded up a bit to 33,300. It's calculating a bit easier. Then you need three of these moral camps for getting rid of 10,000 people. 10,000. That means it's only three camps. And for 10 times more, that 30 camps, they can eliminate about 1 million people. And if you calculate that with times 6 for 6 million, then you need 180 of these model camps. They did not exist. You can count up, and if you can make 30, that's very high. And not all of them are model camps. So, see, it's all strange. It all doesn't fit together. So in a simple calculation, which you can just by the top of your head, you can do it. I said, this is strange. So, and then when you're seeing the plaques, the notification tables at Auschwitz, and you see that any time after a few years, etc., again discussions, the amount of people being eliminated there reduces and reduces and reduces. Say, that is strange. And people are going to say, hey, this can't be. Why is all this? Yeah, why is all this? That there is something wrong. That can't be. And that is the case of today's time. And slowly the people are going to understand that this is very strange. And also with the payments, Germany had to pay the Netherlands and France and all around the countries here in Europe over the many years for their war affairs and the loss of whatever. And they have been paying them out over the years. But not the Jews. No, we're still paying. That's strange. And even people here in Germany.
Does the general public, are they waking up to the Jewish problem?
Fortunately, slowly, that they are understanding that there is still something really wrong, or at least can't be. It's strange, and certainly the younger ones, they are starting to understand that, yeah, why is all this? The elderly people are still under a load, but the younger ones, they say, yeah, this load is long enough, and we can't continue this. It's absurd if we have to continue in this way. It's absurd that it is possible, but this is an ongoing show. And even in the Netherlands, I hear from friends of mine, that they are saying, yeah, now they are coming back on things which happened in those days, that even such a crazy thing, imagine, that in the Netherlands, these Jewish people were transported by train to Germany. And in that part from the Netherlands to the Dutch border, the railway organization was earning money on their transport. And now they are coming back and they are going to claim that they get repatriation money for their transportation. He said, now this is going really too far. I said, how crazy is that? And how would you prove that they were paying, that they got a payment for that? How can they prove that? Where is that written? Is that sure? But such crazy things they are getting in mind. And they are doing, and then the government is indeed paying for this. Now, this is beyond imagination. And any time they're boosting up something new, even the Anne Frank story is boosted up, we know that it was written this ballpoint. They didn't exist in the Second World War. If we were in the beginning of the 50s, we were jolly well pleased with having a ballpoint, and they were very expensive, although we were not allowed to use them at school. Then we had to have it with ink or with a normal standard pencil. For your handwriting was not going to develop quite well with writing with ballpoints. Now, okay, that was an idea of those days in the beginning of the 50s. But it's absurd that even that story is boosted up. And I know from American friends who were with me in the Netherlands years ago, Vera Johnson was that. Vera Johnson was with it. And I told her, I said, well, we're now in Amsterdam. You can ask me anything where we can go to. But one thing I'm not going to, that is the Anne Frank House. No, she said, I will never go there. I said, okay, then you know what it is. For it is, yeah, it's a business. a big business. They're earning a lot of money, and the people are standing in the row there to look at that house, etc. I said, no, that is overdoing. It's business. And money-making out of a situation of that, this is going too far. But they are doing that. And all of a sudden, that's how many years ago, an information came in the newspaper that even that Anna Frank story by itself, Mr. Frank himself, was a very ugly person. And there was a long article about that. Oh, that was suppressed immediately. Yeah, the truth came up. And that shall not be. So yeah, there you are. And maybe that article is still to be found somewhere, but maybe not, certainly not on the internet. But I read it in a newspaper, I think it was, years ago. And I said, yeah, see, there you are. There is the story, and that story is to be blown up for their benefit. That's not the right way of doing it. But that is the show they are going to give, and the people absorb, they are so gullible for all that. And they absorb it, and they will believe it. Yeah. This is the wrong way, but they will not search themselves for what is going on. If I'm hearing something, then I like to search for it and see what can I find about it more. For that's the only way to learn. And at the internet, you have a tremendous opportunity, which we in our youth never had. You had to go from archive to archive if you could find something. Nobody had the time for that, for you had to go to work at school and you had to have your job. In the end, and then there was no time for such. But now you can sit at your computer system, and the whole world is open for you. That is another thing. If my father would have had this opportunity to have communication links all over the world, well, then I suppose that my mother would have never seen him in bed, because he was then 24 hours a day in the internet to see what is possible. I'm lucky that I have a bit...
If the general public is waking up somewhat, I'm wondering why they keep electing politicians like Merkel over there.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm really doubting about that whole process, if that is really honest, if that is really on the poll of the people. I know that it is in the States well known that they are cheating with these poll figures, etc. That is well known. If that is known there, why is that not in Germany? Nah, I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe these figures, what they are giving. There is a finger, another thick finger in the pot. I don't trust that at all. They want to have a specific person at that place, and they get it. And they do whatever they want. They can cheat the people. They are gullible enough to accept it all. That is totally untrustable. So I'm lucky that I'm not having any need for voting anywhere, because I have an English passport, living here in Germany. So being outside of the UK, you don't have the your voting rights are falling, dropping off, and here you're a stranger, so you don't have the voting rights. On the other hand, they are asking me whether I would like to vote. I say, no. I'm a foreigner in this country. I don't want to have any vote anywhere, for it is all betrayment. It is all lying stories. I know it from Americans, then they are also saying, well, I'm not going to vote. I know that it is all betrayed. We are all cheated, and this is all going wrong. It's false playing. Yeah. All right, that is correct, that is so. And on the other hand, yeah, if nobody is going to vote, then they have a full overhand. Yeah, that's the other way. But as a foreigner,
when you vote in an election, you recognize the government that you're voting in. And yeah. I know that took place in the old Soviet Union with the Baltic states. And the Soviet Union claimed, well, they voted in our elections, therefore, they recognized our jurisdiction. It's happening right now in Kashmir, where they want to either be independent or join Pakistan. But India says, well, they voted in our elections. Well, as far as we're concerned, our only government is Yahweh's government.
That's it.
And according to the kingdom laws. So I really don't recognize any man-made government, including that of the U.S.
Yep. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, for there is no other one. The only correct way of governing is by his laws. There is no other opportunity. And when you are going to deviate from that, then you get the hell in which we are living now. Yeah, that's what it is. That's right. That is one of the background reasons why I'm saying now I'm glad that I don't need to vote. Let the other people do so from the country if they want. Oh, it's all freedom. But I'll stick to the word of the Father. And without him, a normal real life is no more possible. Although at the situation in which I'm now here, I'm certainly not going to complain in any way because, yeah, I always say, yeah, he helped me to come in this area, for I wanted to go to California, the United States, for working there. I had some offers, but the difficulty was that the companies couldn't get me through because of the green card. I could not get a green card in any condition. They tried to get it. They simply said, the man is gone on Monday, home back to Europe. We want to have him Monday working here. They said, that is crazy that I can't get that man in here. I want it. He is the man with the right figures, the right documentation. He has the capabilities and vacuum equipment, etc. I need that man. No, they simply said he has no green card. Yeah, give me then that green card, they said. I said, no, you can't get that so easy. He is going back home to him on Monday. I knew that. And I had been laughing about it. I said, yeah, that is the system. And I know by experience now over the years who was behind the project. You go and see in the United States whether you can get a job there. Indeed, I was allowed to go. Not the green card. I never got that green card. For he, our Father, had another plan. You are going in the direction where I want you. And that was to Germany. That was the last hair on my head. I was going to think, Germany? Going there? South in there? No. That can't be right. That is impossible. But when I got that service job from the company in the Netherlands, and we had to do the service work here on the microchip furnaces, which were produced in the Netherlands and installed here at Siemens in Munich, then I had to go there and we had to work there. And then by time I learned the country and I thought, well, it's far from wrong here. It's a very interesting country and the people are totally different of what we have been told about or learned. They are extremely friendly and I don't see any difference between them except that they have another language. Now, yeah, so what? I learned the German language at school, and the French, and the Dutch, and the English language. So we had four languages available. Yeah, then it's easy to go here. And they are interested because they are saying, yeah, you are a stranger. But in actual fact, you're not a stranger at all. You're like just like us. I said, yeah, that's the same thing what I'm thinking about you, the other way around. And then you are coming here in the villages, etc. Yeah, they are speaking the Bavarian language, the local language, and it takes you at least 1.5 years before you can understand that variation of German, let's say it frankly and simply. And I know that a lot of people from other areas of Germany, that they can't even understand the Bavarian language, and they don't understand why, because that's the language they have been speaking here ever since. And these people are, yeah, descendants of the Celts. The Celtic roots here, yeah, they are deeply in here. Of course, they came over the Balkan area from the eastern countries and over the northern part of the Black Sea area. That's the entrance way where the Celts come into Europe. And the Germanians, the famous Germanians, where the name of Germany is from, yeah, they came from another route, and they came over the Caspian Sea from the Persian area, because they came out of the land called Kerman. And they were the refugees, or the people who were taken away by the Persians, and the Parthians, the famous Parthians, that were descendants of the tribes of Israel, but they were the battle axe. They had the experience of being the battle axe, and they were working together with the Persians and the Medes. And when they were delivering and acting against Babylon to get the people out, then these what is it, the Parthians, they rushed in and searched out who were these white ones, the tribes of Judah and Benjamin and a part of the Levites, and they took them immediately out and brought them to their province, and that province, part of that province which they had free for them, that was Kerman. And they stayed in Kerman many, many, many years. And by time, yeah, the name of the whole group was taken over from that area, and that was called Kerman. And by time, these names are changing slowly from the K to the G, and then you had the word German. And that means that the original name from the people there, that were Germans, that were Kermans, out of the time of the Babylonians. And that makes sense. Then you can understand what it is. And when you're looking very carefully in the old original dictionaries and words, etc., in old German, and then you can see, hey, that is pretty clear that that language looks more or less to Hebrew. Yeah, of course. Judah were bringing that in. And a huge flock of the Judahites, the real original tribes, tribesmen from Judah, they came in Kerman, and they went over into the north, and that is why you have northern German plains who are filled up with Germans. And they were looking south, and what kind of strange people are they? And that were the southern Celts. But they had about the same sort of language, and they indeed could understand each other, but they were at the basis hostile against each other, but by time they grew up side by side and understand each other, so yeah, we must be from the same white origin, which it was. But that's only when you're going to study that in history and open up the books and listening into what all our researchers have been finding out over the internet, it's all there. And that makes it very interesting. And then our European history is going to get alive in a much easier understandable way. And they say, aha! And if you're doing then research in a DNA analysis, then you can see where you yourself came from. Then you can say, aha, I'm also one of the Celts, not of the Germanians, but of the Celts. That makes it interesting. And then by the time you can find out yourself that you're, and that's what you can find in the history books as well, and in the archives, etc., all the information you need to find out where is our family line coming from. And then you can see, yeah, that's an Austrian family name. Okay, makes it easier, because that is understandable, for that's just the route of the Celts, coming in via Austria, over Germany, and then in the European area. Yeah, that a lot of these people went out to other countries in the world, and they went off to the United States, Australia, and South Africa. They went everywhere, like my parents had to do. That's a normal thing. You have to, if you have no job here, there's no future for you, take your suitcase and go see in the world where you can work and make a life. My parents had to do so to South Africa from the Netherlands on. And after the war, yeah, okay, the whole thing was over, and in South Africa, the life was not as pleasant and not as prosperous as before the war. So they said, Europe is in shambles, we better go back to Europe and create new life in Europe, and in that case, in the Netherlands, where I got my training at school, etc., and the university, and all that sort of things, and the first jobs, etc. Well, that was the best thing.
The refugees that are coming in, the non-white refugees, are they actually working, or are they...
Rarely. I know in one of the shops here that one of them is working. I think from the 19, there were three so far registered as having a job. Maybe some more in the meantime, but mostly... they just have no, yeah, they have no education. You have to educate them in anything. But if they are handy and they can work with wood and doing woodworks, etc., then you can have them. We have a lot of companies, small companies here in woodwork. There you can have some of them, but most of them, no, they have no job. And certainly the bulk. You can have them only in small jobs, in simple jobs. They have no high technical development or so. No, not at all. In that case, why should they go out of their own country? They could have an easy job there. No, it's just the rumble that comes out of these countries, and that's coming over us. And whether that is from Black Africa or from Pakistan or far away Eastern, it doesn't matter. That is not the level which we need to have here. When I came in here, the company had to prove that they needed me and that I was allowed for them to have their job there. And otherwise, I even didn't have the allowance to come in here. And that is only 29 years ago. But when they
are coming, German people paying for the support of these refugees coming in?
Yeah, well, there are two groups, as usual. The one who is saying we are against it, and I know that some more than 50% of our village is far from pleased with all these people in. What are they going to do here? Are they a danger, a threat? So far, in our village, no. So far, we have had no problems. But that doesn't say anything for any other location where they are also located. Then you have to be very careful. No, it's just just a week ago now. They had here in another small town here on the Inn River, in Wasserburg, they had a yearly party, and the sun was shining. No, it was half-half. It was overcast, but it was on the cold side. But, okay, they had in the streets downtown, it's a small town, you can walk through the town in 10 minutes, so it's very small. But they had, from all the people who are living from various countries round about us and far away, booths down in the street where you could have food from them, what they are eating there. To get acquainted with how they are living and what they are doing. Now, well, if they are coming out of the Balkan, I know in the Balkan you can eat their specific type of food, some what they are eating. Yeah, that's all acceptable. And you could see Marrakesh from Morocco. Yeah, I know that they exist as well, and Turkey and Italian and some local German things were there. All that sort of things. And then all of a sudden you see, of Ghana and farther away in South Africa direction. I said, but wait a minute. That is unnecessary. We don't need to have their foods in here. That is no representation. And the last boots where I came along with it, that were the boots where they are saying, we have to have the open borders, the borders must be even further open, and even more immigrants in here. Wait a minute, they are destroying our culture here. We can't have these people here, that they are overflooding all, and that you get no-go zones, etc. The people are not interested in that. But the interesting thing is that I saw just aside that boot, another boot of the left ones. Yeah, these left-wingers are just saying, we want to have these refugees in the countries, killing our future opportunity for the children. This is absurd. And then they like to intermix, which is absolutely 100% forbidden. Whenever you're doing race mixing, your game is over. And even if you're still standing on your legs and you're getting seed from one of these strange cultures, you're dead. The father is not accepting that. You can't do such. Your race mixing with any type of race outside of your own race, then you're on the dead list. For you have been killing your DNA. And if you're having that in, he can't return that DNA to normal. That is not possible. That's absolutely a ridiculous idea. Sometimes somebody is saying that, he can change that. No, he can't, for that is an intermixture. That is, the cells are going to mix up. This is forbidden. Kind after its kind. That is normal in nature. You can find that everywhere that in nature the things are so that nature is not going to intermix. There are some specific cases I have seen, and I admit, they even had a show here on the television many years ago that they checked it from a specific singing bird. But that singing bird is living in the south, the middle, and in north of Germany. But it is also going to the south and to Italy, etc., during the time that it's too cold here. And then they made the research to see whether some of these birds from the south might go in a intermix with the ones from the middle of the north. And they showed us up the diagrams which you had taken up from the sound of the chirping of these birds, and then they can say, no, this is the same bird which has this side of chirping level, and you can see it on the oscillogram. And they said, no, the other one is searching for exactly that number, that pattern in that song. That is where he's searching for. That is his mate from the middle, and the middle stays in the middle, although they are the same race, the same, but no. He's from the north and he's from the south. Even these birds know on the song that it is really their people of their bird and their fellow mate bird from their area and not from the other areas. Even that, at that level, I was amazed about it. I thought, now, if they would have told me that before, I would have doubted about it, that I know about oscilloscopes and all and these things more. I said, yeah, even nature is not going to take and accept these nonsense things. There should not be, even in nature, a mixture. Otherwise, you would have had a kind of animal which is a mixed animal, general. That's not possible. Nature is even cutting that off. If you want to have a mule, that mule, that must be created out of a horse and a donkey. And it's not fertile. It's not doing it. See, and the Southern French people, they are masters in creating these mules. That's well known there, and they are to be brought to Spain, etc. They are still working animals there. But that is man-made mistakes, man-made rubbish. This should not have been, but it is done. It's happening.
God's law says we're not supposed to mix even the gender of our cattle.
And they
teach completely opposite in the public school system, in the media, and the government.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's to be crazy that even young children have to see these gender changements, etc., and a lot of parents are upset about it. They do what they can to oppose, but yeah, the overpower of these idiots is so much that you should almost say it's a shame to bring your child to school. Yeah, and you have to do homeschooling, which is not allowed here. It's absurd. But now you get a big amount of problems if you're doing so. For them, they are losing the grip on these children. That's what they don't want. And more or less educated people who are having an acceptable income, they would be able and willing to pay for private schooling. No, no, that's not allowed. That is against the rule of the left ones. Yeah. It's expectable. It's a horrifying effect, but this is the case. And that's happening. For they want to have you under total control. And they want to get rid of all that bar money and no more straight money. You have to use credit cards or whatever means or chips, even in under your skin and all airfit chips. Forbidden. All forbidden stuff. And here in these farming areas, it's agriculture, you're up and down everywhere, they hate it. They want to have money, just cash money, and all these the plastic stuff, etc. That's nothing for them. They don't like it. We have been trading, buying cows and sheep and whatever cattle by clapping their hands, etc., and then paying up so straight on the table. That is normal, and that's what they want to continue, and they are correct. That's the right way of doing. That's the old way, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's not to be controlled. But the other ones who want to know exactly how much was that cow and what was your earning about it, for they want to have their big finger in the pie. They want to have the taxation. Yeah. But that is going too far. And if I have a cat and I want to sell my cat, then that's up to me, and I'll put the money in my pocket. I have nothing to do with the government. But that is not possible. That's not allowed. Anything must be checked. I heard it from an insurance man, well-known good guy from us here, and he talked about it. He came from the Eastern Bloc, and he was invited in Sweden to see how the system works there. Yeah, he couldn't buy anything there because he didn't have the credit cards for Sweden. That was maybe via the bank possible, but that is all, but to get cash money. But he said, you couldn't believe your own eyes that there was a battler sitting on the side of the road somewhere, and he said he had a big number as if he was a kind of prisoner, a big number in front of him. If you want to give that man something, Well, very easy. You write that number, put it in your handy, your cell phone, extended type of cell phone. You put that number in, and you get them, Swedish crown or 2 crowns. You put that number in, and then it's going automatically on his account. He said, "Now this is absurd. Battling with a cell phone, paying a battler in that way. This is beyond believing, beyond imagination. This is so absurd." But that was there. Even a battler said, "No, you can't believe it." But even if you're a foreigner there and you want to pay, then he said, "No." And he said, "Yeah, well, I have some money." And he said, "No, you can't pay anything. You have to do it via plastic credit cards, etc." He said, "No, this is a strange country for us." And he simply asked, "Yeah, well, I like to have a good beer. Can we get something?" Oh. And the other chap where he was invited, he was checking on the list on his cell phone here and there. "Oh, yeah, there is beer. You can obtain beer there. That's an hour's car drive." "Oh," he said, "yeah, it's an hour. Tomorrow we'll go there." And then they went up there, and indeed, there he could pay with money. Now, things like that are so peculiar. He said, "No, this is not the style for our future. If that is the style, life is really deteriorated and so crooked that everybody should be ashamed about that." But
well, I imagine it deteriorated because of the general spiritual level of the people. What is the general spiritual level in Germany and Europe and so on?
Low. Simply low. Yeah, most of them are Catholics, or it's better to say in general for the religionist ideas, is Judeo-Christianism. Yeah, in which church you're coming, it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. Yeah, that doesn't work. The spiritual level of the people is deteriorated so to Judeo-Christianism that they believe every word of what they are saying. But if you have been in the classroom from childhood on with these chaps and girls and boys, and then you said, "Yeah, well, but they are born liars. Why are you always believing them?" Well, even the police, that say in that time in the Netherlands, they are nice boys. You can see in their face that they are lying. And they were lying. And even when we are there at the parents, we had the experience that these children are lying even into the face of their own parents. How do you dare, we thought. Lying to your parents? Well, okay, give it 10 minutes at maximum, and you were falling through. They knew exactly that it was not the truth. But they continued. And then we said, how can that be? Yeah, later on in life, then you're going to understand that. Because it's very simple. Of whom did they learn that lying? Of their own parents, of course. Yeah, what else can you expect that the parent do is knowing that the child is lying because they learned them to do so. Yeah, that is the way. And then you're going to understand, yeah, that is the way. Now I can find out why is all that. And what the behavior of these children were, I'm not going to explain that. That is too dangerous. It's too bad. But sexually, what they were showing up and doing with you as youngsters in the 50s, and later on you're going to realize what that was. I said, no. That is not a good people. They are not good. They should not be here. They are not allowed to be over us or getting hand over us, etc. You better stay away from them. Far as you can. And later on we found other people with other types of denominations, etc. And then we found, hey, there's a link in between of them. That is why you're so careful here. This is too dangerous to think about. This is awful. But yeah, that was the case.
Homosexuality and same-sex marriage and all that stuff's being pushed in this country. Is that accepted in Europe and being pushed there too?
More and more and more. That is rotting in further and further. Yeah. And they are even having here, formerly you had some of these foam parties. That you had a big tent somewhere, for a festivity, and there were a lot of festivities over the most week or so. And there were festivities, he could have food, and there was beer drinking, etc. And one of these evenings for the children, there was such a foam party. Now they are spraying foam in the air, and now everybody is getting wet. And it's midsummer, so it's the wetness is getting more transparent, etc. Yeah, and then you're seeing a bit more of the girls as what is normally spoken aloud, to say it very careful. And now, to my amazement, now they have a party, and in that party, it's just topless. The summer topless party. Nah, this is degenerated to the bottom. How on earth do they dare to do so? But it happens. It's going to happen. I can't say that that is happening in the States as well, but here it is now. I said, no. And when we saw these children going to that foam party that were coming along the door here, and friends of mine were there, we were observing it, I said, you can't believe your own eyes what you're seeing. How they are this, what kind of women are there? What level is this? I said, no, shake your head. That's the only thing you can do. The father is hating this. That is absolutely against all the rules. And when you are joining these kind of parties, life will not be very long now. We are now heading into the Third World War, and it's very dangerous. And when you are now making mistakes, that will be pretty poor. I see I have 4 minutes only, isn't it?
Well, actually, we got about 1.5 minutes before we put on the closing announcement.
Yeah.
I was wondering if there's any spots in Europe that are a little better than others, certain countries or so on.
Yeah, you might say it's dependent on the basic culture of the country. Most of these countries are now deteriorating. As far as I am informed, it is a bit better in Czechoslovakia, for there they are a bit more conservative. And in Austria, now they are trying to get it more conservative and doing it a bit better. But that is mostly all. And if you can do all these peculiar things in Switzerland, there I still have my doubt about. But even there, it's going so fast wrong. I hear that from acquaintances of us, that it's an actual fact, everywhere pretty poor. And the strange thing is that I saw photographs that, now, what's behind the screens there, that you can see even Russian women who are normally dressed and acceptably dressed. Then we are saying, hey, that is a bit different. That's what we should like to see here. That is why the Americans like to see when I'll have photographs of these women here in their local dressings, in their normal clothing from year hundreds ago. That is beautiful when you see them dressed in that way. But for the youngsters, that's a different story. They don't like that at all. But the historical dressings, which they have, every area has its own dressings, that's a marvel to see. That's really beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I've said for a long time that it's important to restore Christian womanhood to what it once was in order to be part of restoring the nation. But we're out of time.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Very interesting. You brought forth a lot of things that I'm sure our listeners would be interested in. I'm going to have to close the broadcast here.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119.
That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.